The Book of Mark, chapter 11. And when they draw near to Jerusalem, to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, he sends two of his disciples and says to them, "Go your way into the village that is across from you, and right away as you enter into it, you will find a colt tied, on which no man ever yet sat. Loose him and bring him. And if anyone says to you, 'Why do you do this?' say, 'The Lord has need of him,' and right away he will send him back here." And they went away and found a colt tied at the door outside in the open street, and they loose him. And certain of those who stood there said to them, "What do you do, loosing the colt?" And they said to them, even as Jesus had said, and they let them go. And they bring the colt to Jesus, and cast on him their garments, and he sat on him. And many spread their garments on the way, and others branches which they had cut from the fields. And those who went before and those who followed cried, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of Yahweh. Blessed is the kingdom that comes, the kingdom of our father David. Hosanna in the highest." And he entered into Jerusalem, into the temple. And when he had looked around on all things, it being now evening, he went out to Bethany with the 12. And on the next day, when they had come out from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree far off having leaves, he came, if perhaps he might find anything on it. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it wasn't the season of figs. And he answered and said to it, "No man eat fruit from you from now on forever." And his disciples heard it. And they come to Jerusalem. And he entered into the temple, and began to cast out those who sold and those who bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers, and the seats of those who sold the doves. And he would not allow that any man should carry a vessel through the temple. And he taught and said to them, "Is it not written, 'My house will be called a house of prayer for all the nations'? But you have made it a den of robbers." And the chief priests and the scribes heard it, and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him, for all the multitude was astonished at his teaching. And when evening came, they went forth out of the city. And as they passed by in the morning, they saw the fig tree withered away from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, says to him, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed is withered away." And Jesus answering says to them, "Have faith in God. Truly I say to you, whoever will say to this mountain, 'Be taken up and cast into the sea,' and will not doubt in his heart, but will believe that what he says comes to pass, he will have it. Therefore I say to you, all things that you pray and ask for, believe that you receive them and you will have them. And whenever you stand praying, forgive, if you have anything against anyone, that your Father also who is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses." And they come again to Jerusalem. And as he was walking in the temple, there come to him the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. And they said to him, "By what authority do you do these things? Or who gave you this authority to do these things?" And Jesus said to them, "I will ask of you one question, and answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or from men? Answer me." And they reasoned with themselves, saying, "If we will say, 'From heaven,' he will say, 'Why then did you not believe him?' But should we say, 'From men,' they feared the multitude, for all truly held John to be a prophet. And they answered Jesus and say, 'We don't know.' And Jesus says to them, 'Neither do I tell you by what authority I do these things.'